Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we continue with the Hagdam of the Rambam to the Sefer Mishneh Torah, where he just finished telling us that when it comes to the Halacha, not necessarily does the earlier one have the authority. If the later one sees fit that to a different opinion, then it would follow that. However, on that the Rambam qualifies. It says, Dvar Halal, the words I just said, that it's only Lemisha Das Neit Dvar, whether it be the Rishon or the Achron, our bedinim regarding the laws, exeris the decrees for the constant institutions, the minhagis and the custom, shenishachu achar chibar Talmud, that were introduced after the compilation of the Talmud. Avakol advarm shabatama habavli, but all the words of the Babylonian Talmud, chayavin kol yisrael lelechaz b'hem, all the Jewish people have to follow them. V'koyvin kol ir v'ir, we force every single city, v'chol medina, every single state, linag b'chol minhagis, to follow all the customs, shenogu chachma Talmud, that all the sages of Talmud have been accustomed to. V'ligzig zireisam, and to make their decrees, v'lechaz b'takanoisam, to go in their institutions. Hayil v'chol oisam advarim shabatamud, since all those words in the Talmud, hiskima alim kol yisrael, all the Jewish people have agreed upon. And those sages that instituted Shagaz or decreed or Shinhigo or their custom or Shidonu Din or they made a certain judgment, the Limdur Shamishbat Kachu, and they taught that that's the judgment, Him Kol Chach Mesol, those are all the sages, Jewish people, Ayrubimu, the majority, they're the ones who heard the tradition from the primary concepts of the Torah, Dorach Ador, generation after generation, Ad Moshe Beinu B'Sham, going all the way back to our teacher, Moshe Beinu. Now, however, what we were talking about was explaining that of the Ge'onic period, the period right before the Rambam, the Rishonim. Now, however, all the sages that came up after the compilation of the Talmud, and Uvonova either means that they understood in it, or that they built from it, and their name came out with their wisdom, Himalikram Ge'onim. A Ge'on is someone that's incredible understanding of Torah. And all these sages that stood up in either the land of Israel or the land of Babel, Besvard in Spain, Betzarfas in France, Limdu Derech HaTalmud. They all taught the path of the Talmud. They brought out to the light its hiddenness. They explained its concepts because it's a very deep path, that of the Talmud, very much so. The Talmud is written in Aramaic, which actually intermingled with other languages, because Aramaic was a very clear language to the people of Babel at the time when the Gemara was composed. Regarding other places, or even Babel in the days of the Ge'onim, in other Makar, people did not recognize that language until you teach it to them. So they needed these Ge'onim to explain it. And moreover, Sheilas Rabbis Sheilin. So too, there were many questions that were asked of Anshe Kol Ir Ve'ir by the people of every single city, L'chol Goyin Hashoy B'meim, to every Goyin that was in their generations, in their days. L'fadosh Lam Devarim Kashem Shai Gemara, to explain to them the harsh, the difficult ideas that were came up for them in the Gemara. Ve'meshim Lam Kivichach Masim, they responded to them according to their wisdom. Ve'isim Hashoyim, and the questioners, Mekabtim Hashubis, they gathered the responsim. Ve'isim Hem Svarim Lam Mem, they made books out of them to understand them. Gam chibra ga'oinim, so to the ga'oinim themselves authored, shebechol debedor, in every single generation, chiburim, levar ha-gemara, compilations explained the Gemara, which is what the Talmud is called. Mehem, some of them, misha perish halachas yichidus, that they explain specific halachas, mehem, some of them, misha perish parakim yichidim, sheneskash b'yamob, specific chapters that were difficult for people in their days. Mehem, some of them, misha perish mesech desezarim, some of them explain full tractates, and some explain full orders of the Mishnah. Now, they also authored halachas pesukas, set halachas binyas v'heter regarding what's forbidden, what's permitted, v'chiv v'pater and what's liable, what's exempt, but devarim shashot tzrichlem regarding things that the times needed that they needed to author on. So that it could be close to the understanding for those that are not able to plumb the depth of the Gemara. Mezuyim alechas Hashem, and this is the work of God. Shasubok kol ga'ini yisrael, that all the ga'inim, the sages after the times of the Talmud, that they did all the ga'inim of the Jewish people. Yem shchubra gemara v'adzmanze, says the Rambam, from the time that the Gemara was authored up until this time, which the Rambam is the generation after that of the Rishonim. Shishana, what's the time that the Rambam is writing this? Shishana shminis, which is the eighth year, achar meya ve'elef l'churban habayis, after 1,100 years from the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, 1,108, and it's the year 4,937 years from creation of the world, which in the common era was the year 1,177. Now, The Rambam now says, what is he doing over here after he went through the whole Messiah from the beginning up until this point, explain what's the need for the clarity of the Torah. Now, Bezman Hazeh, in these times, says the Rambam, Tokfu Hatzadis Yisaitis, there's been an incredible overwhelm of difficulties. V'dach HaKashas HaKol, and the pressing situation is on everybody. Of the Chachmas Chachamein, we have lost the wisdom of our sages, Ubinas Nemeinenu and Statra, and the understanding of our understanding people have been hidden and been demolished. Therefore, those commentaries, Va'alaches and the Alaches, Va'chubas and response, Shechibra Ga'inim, which were authored by the Ga'inim, V'roshim Devar Mavarim, and they saw that they explained things that they were understood. Niskashu B'Yameinu, already became difficult in our days. Vein Maven in Yonim Kero, and people don't understand their ideas appropriately. Elamaat B'Misper, a very few numbers. Vein Tzorchlem, enough to say Hatam and Atzman, the Talmud itself. Habavli Rashalmi, V'Sefro, V'Sefri, V'Tisefta. That for sure, I don't have to say how difficult they are. Shem Tzichim Das V'Chava requires an expansive intelligence, V'Nefesh Chachama, and a wise soul, who is Man Arach, and a long period of time. And then after that, then a person could know the appropriate path, but regarding things that are forbidden, that are permitted, and all the other laws of the Torah, how it is. But that's what the Rambam now tells us regarding the vision of his Mishnah Torah. It says, because I have girdled my loins, ani Moshe ben Maimon HaSfardi, me, Moshe, the son of Maimon, the one from Spain, and I have relied on the rock, Baruch Hu, blessed, as he may refer to Hashem, and I understood from all these texts, and I saw a fit to author clear words from all these books regarding what's forbidden, what's permitted, what's impure, what's pure, with all the other laws of the Torah, all in a clear language, in an abridged path, until the entire oral law is kula seduta perfi hakol, is all organized in the mouth of everyone, b'lei kushu, b'lei pedig, without any questions, without any responses. Loi, you don't have any more like it is in the Talmud, ze'im b'kai b'zebakai, this one says like this, this one says like that. El dvar b'rudim, rather clear words, k'davim d'chainim, very close and appropriate, api ha-mishpat ashizbar, based on the judgment that was explained, mikol ila chaburim ha-perushim, from all these texts and all these commentaries, hanim tzayim, imais rebein ha-kodesh v'ad-achir, that were found from the days of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi up until right now, until all these laws are revealed for the small and big ones alike, b'din kol mitzvah regarding the halacha of every single mitzvah, u'b'din kol ha'dvarim shetikna chacham and nevim, regarding all the things that were instituted by the sages and by the prophets. Kol ha'chadav, the rule of it is as follows. That no person should ever require another compilation in the world for the laws of the Jewish laws. Rather, that this compilation gathers together all of the oral law, with the institutions and the customs and the decrees that were made from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu up until the compilation of the Talmud, and the way it was subsequently explained to us by the Ga'inim in all their texts that they organized after the Talmud. Therefore, I called this compilation Mishnei Torah, which from the word of Sheni, it's like second in value to the Torah that was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, which in subsequent generations they called it the Yad HaChazaka because of the 14 Svarim that are in the Mishnei Torah, together with the words that it says by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end, Olchol HaYad HaChazaka, the final words of the mighty hand. Because why is it called the second Torah? Because first a person reads from the written law, and then he reads from this one, the second Torah. And then he'll know all of the oral law. And doesn't have to read any other sefer between them. Now, the structure of the sefer, says the Rambam, and I saw a fit to divide this this sefer, this compilation, halachas, halachas, b'chol in me'inin. Different halachas, all according to the context of the concept. And then I divide the halachas to different chapters in that topic. And every single chapter I divide to smaller halachas, so that it can be organized by a person by heart, by his oral recollection. So it all flows together. Now, all the halachas in every single topic, yeshmin halachas, now there are certain halachas, shein mishpatei mitzvah achas bavad, there could be the laws of just one commandment, like, for example, the halachas of tshuva. It's just one mitzvah. V'ha mitzvah shish b'dibri kabbalah harba, obviously, but it has a lot of words of tradition. V'rin mifnatma, but it's its own idea. V'yeshmin halachas, now there are certain halachas, shein koyles mishpatei mitzvah harba, that include many mitzvahs, like, for example, the laws of idolatry, there's many different mitzvahs. Im yu oisla mitzvahs kol ben yechad, all those mitzvahs are one topic. Because the division of this compilation was according to the topic, not according to the number of commandments, like will be explained to the one who reads in the Sefer. Now the number of commandments of the Torah that apply to three generations are Shesh Meis or Shlesh Esrei Mitzvahs, what's called the Taryag, the 613 commandments. Mehen, from them, Mitzvahs Atzei, the positive commandments are Masayim, Arba, Meshmoina, Ramach, 248 positive commandments, and the similar mnemonic to remember that is minya barav shel adam, the number of limbs in the person's body. And from the taryag, you have mitzvah leisa say, you have the negative prohibitions, which are shleish meis b'shishim b'chamish, shasa, the 365 negative prohibition, and the similar mnemonic to remember them are minyan mishnas hachama, are the number of the days of a solar year, which are 365.